Welcome back, everyone, to the Run Strong podcast with me, Gary House. This is another catch-up podcast. It is April the 9th, which means it's probably about a week since I did one of these. After promising to do more of them, that's usually the way it goes. The last week has just flown by, if I'm honest. Busy with work stuff, looking after the members in the coaching club, the kids being home, and it's just getting into the new routine, which I know everyone is trying to do, really. We've got Charlotte, who is a teacher. So she's a drama teacher in a private school. So they have slightly different rules, but she's at home, but she has to make herself available for work. So I know lots of people are experiencing this right now, trying to work when it's laptop based at home with two young kids, 2 and 4. It's just ridiculous. I'm quite lucky because I have to work quite solidly for a few hours. I can take myself off upstairs. But we're still getting into that new routine of doing things. But we're getting there. There's definitely a shift in kind of, I guess you'd call it positivity, that kind of thing. I know myself, I haven't watched the news since Boris did his last talk. I'm obviously aware of what's going on. I know he's not too well at the minute and stuff like that. But yeah, I've found not watching the news since then has done the trick, if I'm honest. I know I spoke in the other podcasts about I'd never watched the news for years. I haven't watched the news for years. And then when the virus kind of hit and it all came on top of us, I was watching it every night, 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then an hour. Then kind of having Charlotte come home, I've been talking about it all week. And yeah, even for someone like myself who doesn't usually get sucked into all that, I was getting anxious and yeah, what's going to happen? I'm going to wake up tomorrow and there's no business there for me. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and Charlotte's got no job. For a short time, everyone was just in free fall, I think. But hopefully now, yeah, it's been, what is it now? We're coming almost to the end of the couple of weeks, 3 weeks, where Boris has announced his big lockdown, I guess, when he was quite firm on it, which is what was needed. And anxiety for me from that point started to fade. And that's because, there was clear instruction for a start. Like I said in the other podcast, kind of overwhelm and things like this comes from lack of clarity, yeah? People were feeling overwhelmed because there was no clarity in what they need to do, what was going to happen, were they going to wake up with a job, all that kind of stuff. At least when Boris came out and gave his bloody high school teacher impression, we did have some clarity then. That was the last major event that's happened with the virus. And I don't want to bang on about it all the time, every podcast, but hopefully this will help, because it doesn't matter if it was that or another natural disaster or you just injuring yourself. There is an event that happens and then there is your perception of that event. The problem with this is everyone has a different perception, right? So think of it this way. When the virus was happening, I was aware of what we needed to do, the government guidelines and everything, but I'm sat at home working from home or running on the trails or sat with Fergie the dog, who can't give me any back chat or any other input. So I have my own perception of how to deal with things and how it's going to affect kind of daily life. Then Charlotte comes home from school, from her work, and she will have a different perception of it. She will have been either fed different information, got different view, whatever it is. Sorry, Christ, a fly's just gone straight down my throat. Not editing that, sorry. But Charlotte came home with a different perception thing. So immediately there's a bit of clash. Charlotte, anxiety levels sky high, really nervous, worried, and rightly so. And I was probably a bit too, not relaxed about it, but I didn't have that level of anxiety right then. So our perception of that one single event was different. Does that kind of make sense? So on that perception, then we make the decision. The decision is what to do next, hopefully. So if you're talking about an injury, you injure yourself, you have a perception of that injury. Yeah, some people are hypochondriacs and kind of their decision is to wrap themselves in cotton wool and sit on a sofa for 3 months. Other people are more action takers, maybe. So they will ring up the physio straight away, or if they know how to handle the injury, they'll do everything correct. Right there, getting attacked by a squirrel now. Yeah, so they're action takers. There's kind of the people that will just ignore it, try and run through pain and, you know, kind of grin and bear it. And arguably, that's not the best way to go. But all these decisions are based on their own perception of the event, the injury. In our case, it's the, well, in my case, I'm talking about the event when Boris stepped up. We could talk about the whole virus as a whole. That is the event, your perception of the virus. That is going to kind of determine your decisions. On those decisions, then it's action, yeah? So the action's based on the decisions that you've already made. Like I've already said, if it's an injury, you either ignore it, you ring a physio, or you take someone's advice out of Facebook. If it's kind of an event that's been cancelled, it's the same thing. So for me, my actions were, right, I'm going to increase my availability in the Run Strong group. I'm going to talk more about how to kind of maybe handle their overwhelm, anxiety, things like this. And remember, I'm a running coach. I'm not one of these mindset coaches or anything. But like I've said before, that my mentor from years ago, who got my business off the ground, didn't teach me anything about business strategies or anything. It was all what we would call mindset. And your mindset is, yeah, it's just a set of beliefs and assumptions that have basically built your life. And I'm not going to go too much into that, otherwise I'll lose you all. But yeah, right there, I've got to get over this stile without touching it, apparently. So yeah, so actions are based on the decisions that you've made, based on those perceptions. So those kind of actions will then impact the people around you. Your partner, your husband, your wife, your kids, maybe your dog, whatever, or your workmates even. So there's plenty of different people that can impact on oh, what a tit. I've just waved at someone, go past if you heard that. Big thumbs up, because I thought it was my next door neighbour. It wasn't, so he's just, oh, what a tit. I'm completely losing this now where I'm at. But yeah, I was saying, the actions that you take now, in this instant, are impacting everyone around you. So like I said, partner, kids, dog, workmates even. So right now, your life is being dictated by a series of decisions. And it comes back to the root cause, and the root cause is usually one event. So let's call right now the virus the event. How are you handling it? What is your perception of it? Because it starts there, like I said, and then your decisions are based on that perception, your actions are then based on those decisions, and then they're impacting yourself and the people around you. But the good thing is, you can change it. So you can change your perception of something by using things like I said in the last podcast, shifting your state of mind from the overwhelm, anxiety, and kind of doom and gloom to thinking up the benefits. No matter how hard you think it is, there is benefits to any situation. And you might not think so, but just the action of thinking up some benefits will shift it. I touched last episode on, you know, if I want you to feel sad, I can just ask you to think of something that will make you feel sad. Really focus on it for 30 seconds to a minute, and how are you going to feel sad? If I want you to feel excited by something, or I want you to feel happy, you need to focus on one event from your past that made you feel happy, whether that was when your kids being born, being married, being fucking divorced, don't care, yeah? But I can shift your state of mind quite quickly, and you can too. So I wasn't really planning on talking about this today. I was going to tell you a story about Aldi, but yeah, we might have to might have to leave that for another one. So what I wanted to tell you is there is a bit of a general shift in people's kind of outlook, I think. Part of that has come with time. You know, there's a lot of people struggling with grief, essentially, and going through the stages of grief in the first few days and week. And now, hopefully, there's a bit of turn. It doesn't mean to say that this is kind of me giving you advice from a high horse or anything. I'm still making the wrong decisions. My actions are kind of still affecting people around me. I've been a bit naggy with the kids. If I'm trying to work, I've been like last week when I became overtired, I didn't help out around the house enough, which is just fucking bullshit, being honest, right now, isn't it? So I'm just talking through my thoughts at the minute, and I'm going to work on the actions. But think back to it, like I said, event happens, pinpoint that event. Perception, what is your perception of that event? And if you're sat in front of the news and social media and fucking Instagram kind of all day every day reading about this stuff, then your perception of the virus and the event isn't going to be a good one right now. You need to bring it back to yourself, your own family, people around you, and then base your decisions off that. Right, I think I'll wrap it up there. Sorry I haven't spoken about running or training or my Aldi story. I'll maybe catch up with you all tomorrow at the weekend. Right, have a good one, everyone. Speak to you all soon.